Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, look, we're going to revisit the gold price, the gold chart, starting off with the monthly chart because we just turned the month over into November. And look, last month for gold was kind of a choppy month. Gold was rebounding. It entered the month around 1750, a little bit above there. Had moved the whole way up to about 1850 over the first 3 weeks of the month, and it was looking quite strong. And then by the end of the month, unfortunately, drifted a little bit and closed under that $1,800 level, right around about 1780. So still an up month for gold, but boy, you look at that monthly chart, you look at that weekly chart, there is still this downtrend in place. So let's start off with the monthly chart. And one thing that you've pointed out to us multiple times is that 20-month moving average, right in the middle of those Bollinger Bands, 20-month moving average sitting about 1808. That means gold price is under that. It's a critical level that you've been watching. Doc, break it down, the chart and that 20-month moving average, please.
Yeah, you know, you guys, it was October was a kind of a discouraging month. I mentioned earlier that it would hang in there, and that's about all it did. It did have a close above September's closing high, but the problem is the month closed with a whimper. And what was really kind of discouraging is that on Friday, we had a report of a scintillating inflation number, but yet gold sold off vigorously. It did recover somewhat, and now today we're recovering most of that sell-off. And the other thing about the month of October that was discouraging was the volume. The volume was nothing to write home about. So we closed again below the 20-month moving average of the monthly Bollinger Bands, which, as you mentioned, I've been emphasizing is important. We, in all likelihood, will move a little higher again early this week, which we are, and we'll probably try again to challenge that 20-month moving average of the monthly Bollinger Band. Of course, we have Fed speak coming up, and it's going to be interesting how that impacts the month. But the other thing we have to watch right here, and we talked off mic about this, the weekly gold Bollinger Bands have now narrowed the most I've seen since December of 2019. And also the monthly Bollinger Bands are now moving closer together. That combination tells me that they're starting to signal that something's going to give here pretty soon, especially that weekly Bollinger Band narrowing, which is really going to be narrow next week. We're going to break one way or another, I think, pretty soon on the gold price. Now, I feel the bulls need three significant monthly closes. One is we need to take out that 20-month moving average of the monthly Bollinger Bands. We need to take that out pretty soon, and then we need to close above 1835, and finally, we need to close above 1870 to 1880, which at this time represents the downtrend line on the monthly charts of the intra-month high prices. If we can do that, we have a chance to reestablish the bullish move.
Well, Doc, I appreciate you sharing those three different factors you're looking at, the 20-month moving average, the 1835 level, and that 1870 to 1880 level. But when you mentioned that the Bollinger Bands are narrowing, usually that, you know, signifies a big break one way or the other. Which way are you leaning right now? Because you'd also shared some information with Corey and I, you know, off mic about the slow stochastics and the where you would like to see it to get a bottoming level, you know, in an oversold territory. So which way are you leaning on this breakout of the Bollinger Bands?
Unless a miracle happens and the Fed says they're not going to taper or they're going to take interest rates off the table, or interest rate hikes off the table, which they're talking about 2022. By the way, you might as well not even listen to that talk because 2022 is far away. As far as when they're talking about interest rate hikes, people shouldn't even listen to that garbage. But the taper is the important thing right now. If they would suddenly say, well, we've reconsidered tapering, we might see a rally here. But the thing is, on the slow stochastics, it's very rare when you have a major uptrend or a major downtrend in these longer-term charts where you don't at least hit the oversold or the overbought levels. And we're away from oversold yet a little bit on this move down. So along with that, and the fact that the ADX major indicator, the black line, is still trending down, and the MACD is still trending down, the odds are still with us that we're going to trend down here yet. And we're going to have to see a change in what I said as far as monthly closes or a coming together of the 26-month and the 12-month moving average on the MACD to really get excited here. And that's what we need to see. But I feel what's happening is we had this nice little counter rally, but I believe we're starting actually the bottoming or the consolidating move for most of the precious metal stocks. I believe that that process will move into 2022 and that year will be the consolidation year. And if you look at a lot of these stocks that have moved down, they're starting to form Bollinger bands that are leveling out and starting to move laterally. And that tells me we're in the process of the start of the bottoming process and the consolidating for the vast majority of these stocks.
Doc, it sounds like we could be stuck in a bit of a trading range here for the stocks, maybe even the metal too. But one more quick note regarding gold and that downtrend that it has been in ever since the start of August 2020, when it reached a high of just short of 2100 on the spot market. When it comes to that downtrend line, the price is still below it, but that downtrend line is sloping down at such a degree that all it would take is a month, maybe a month and a half, and that downtrend line will be at around 1800. Is that what you're waiting for? The downtrend line to catch up to current pricing? Or what about pricing maybe popping up to at least test out that downtrend line?
I think it's going to take a couple or three more months of that downtrend to move down, and we may have a movement down in price again and this month that could be a little significant towards 1700 again or in December. But that downtrend line is going to be very important. That's one of the things we're going to have to take out to get bullish here. And but I feel a lot better about where we're at in this move down than where we were in 2012 or 2011, 2012, where we had, and Corey, you and I used to talk about that U-shaped pattern to the monthly chart back then. And that thing lasted for 6 years. And we had, between the Bollinger bands, we had movement up and down. And I always encouraged people back then to buy the dips. And if they had, they would have been in great shape. Well, I think we're going to see a similar type of U pattern here. I'll call it little U or small U or U2. That's going to form as we move into 2022. But the important thing to realize is I think this one's going to be fairly short. And that the next move up, which I think where we challenge the previous highs, I think the best chance, and I've said this before, is going to be early, or is going to be 2023. That's the earliest, I think. But that would also keep in vogue the cup and handle, and that'd be perfect for a good cup and handle. So I'm not as bearish for this move down as I was 2011, 2012, when we were in the desert for years, and I expected to be, and we were.
So, Doc, what about some of that recent inflation data? You even mentioned that the data recently, or at least for last month, was a little bit lower than maybe some of the inflation bulls wanted it to be, and that overall narrative still of how long inflation's going to hang around for. I think the biggest question is, how much do these inflation numbers actually impact the precious metals? Because, look, we do have higher inflation. compared to 5 years ago, we still have a higher gold price compared to 5 years ago. What's critical to look at when it comes to inflation or general economic data?
I think inflation is still the most important thing. It was disconcerting that we came in with those inflation numbers on Friday and gold got pummeled. But as we mentioned before, gold looks forward. And I said a couple or 3 months ago that I expected this economy to slow. And that's what gold may be looking at, frankly. And if that happens, it could be that we actually have a disinflation. And now disinflation doesn't mean that we go negative on inflation. It just means that the rate of inflation isn't increasing as fast as it was. I think that's a possibility, especially if we see slower growth, which I think is in the cards. But the point is that I think the next time around, gold isn't going to be as kind to the inflation numbers because we may have a muted increase in inflation now for a while. But I think the next time we have a move, I think the significance of it will impact gold when that time comes.
Well, Doc, let me just ask you on this inflation thing, because even if it's disinflationary year over year from 2021 to 2022, the inflation rates are still higher than where they've been, not just 5 years ago, for the last decade or two. And so even at 3%, if it was to pull back from 5 to 4 to 3, do you think the Fed, if they start their rate hiking cycle, can actually hike rates to get up to where inflation is? Let's say inflation's at 3.5% next year. Can the Fed hike rates that far before the stock market would have a fit, a taper tantrum? And if they did try to do that and then had to back out of it and say, hey, this is really as far as we go, couldn't that be a catalyst for next year in gold for 2022 that would surprise some generalists, but maybe not surprise people that follow our sector?
Yeah, and I think they're going to have a real hard time impacting negative rates. They will be able to a degree, I think. But with the economy as precarious as it's going to be, if they attempt to do this, and this is why they pushed out a possible rate hike as far as they have, because they know that they may never even get to that point, hardly. And because the economy could be so precarious and we are so debt laden and corporations are so debt laden, there's only so much they will be able to do. And frankly, they're in a reactive mode. That's all they are. And they will react again if what happens is what I suspect happens is that we're getting into a slowdown and they may taper for a little while. But to increase rates considerably is beyond the pale. There is no way at this point in time they'll be able to do that from my from my opinion, at least.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see just how far the Fed can get with tapering and even with any rate hikes. But as you said, Doc, just even looking out a year plus, we don't know what's going to happen. The Fed doesn't even know what's going to happen. And they have told us and shown us that time and time again. One quick comment on that GDX chart, though, Doc, is even though the gold price hasn't reached some of these oversold conditions, like on the slow stochastics below 20, GDX, GDXJ, they have, but hey, they're still in these downtrends and they still need a bounce to break these downtrends. You made the comment that you think the stocks are pretty much sold out. Does that mean we've seen the low for GDX? Does that mean that low is right around that 2883 level that we reached just a few months ago?
Yeah, I think we can hit that again and maybe even go lower. But the key here is the massive percentage change in this move down, I think, is over. I think we've, and GDX, I'd have to look at it, but I'll bet we're down 30% or something. In fact, this bull market in gold is at the recent lows is only down 20% compared to back in the 2011-2012 move down. If I remember correctly, that was something like 46%. So, but we've moved down appreciably in GDX I think we can move down a little bit lower, but we're not going to have the percentage move down like we have where GDX was up around 45, and now we're sitting at about 32. And to move from 32, we can move lower, certainly. But I think most of the pain is over for GDX and GDXJ. I think they could go a little bit lower and take out the lows that they were at a couple of months ago. But it's not going to be appreciably lower. We could even get down to 26, 27 for GDX over the next 4 or 5 months. But I think most of the pain is gone. And if we move down more again in gold and GDX moves down and GDXJ moves down, I think in 2022 is going to be a great buying opportunity for the bulls. And I think people should take advantage of it because I think by the first quarter of next year, most of the pain will be done for GDX and GDXJ.
All right, Doc, we'll wrap it up here. Always great to get your thoughts. And you know what? You have been pretty consistent with this longer-term outlook. And right now, let's see how we end this year. But boy, oh boy, it looks like it is going to be a pretty tough year for precious metals investors. But it does sound like there is still a fair bit of optimism for next year, even as the Fed and other central banks continue to tighten some of their policies. Doc, thanks as always for your time, buddy. I'm sure we'll chat in another couple of weeks when maybe some more moves happen or if any of your projections change. Thanks for your time, Doc. Have a great rest of your week.